You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
A UB Senior Law Lecturer at Auckland University of Technology, whose research focus includes human rights and disability rights. I asked her what the current immigration policy is in Aotearoa for disabled people.
So the main issue really with the immigration policy and its treatment of disabled people is the requirement for anyone with a disability applying for residency is to show, and often sometimes even short-term visas as well, is to show that they have an acceptable standards of health. And the Immigration Act doesn't actually define what that means, but there are certain sort of definitions or criteria in the Immigration New Zealand's operation manual that explains what the acceptable standard of health actually means and what the immigration officer is required to look at. And currently, one of the criteria is that the immigration officer needs to be satisfied that the disabled applicant is not going to be basically a burden to the New Zealand health system, or that they would not, their disability would not have a significant cost on, again, the public health system. And again, that can be vague as well. The only other very clear definition of what that means in the operation manual is that the condition or conditions that the applicant has would not have a health cost of more than 41,000 New Zealand dollars within a 5-year period.
What are the significant issues with this then for those affected?
Well, there are a number of issues, sort of practical, but also from a human rights and equality perspective. And one of them is that it's basically discriminatory. And immigration by its nature is discriminatory because it allows governments or countries to choose who they want to grant entry into the country, but the current criteria, the current health standards criteria, it discriminates specifically against disabled people because on top of the criteria that everyone else has to meet, it imposes a blanket ban on anyone with a disability that could potentially create a cost of a certain amount, which again also seems a bit arbitrary, because disability is not something that you choose to have. It's, you know, that's not the same as choosing to do a certain type of work or choosing to have a political affiliation. And it's not something you can control. Again, it's not like a criminal record or a drunk driving record, which are other grounds on which immigration might, you know, deny entry or residency to someone. And is this figure, the $41,000 in a 5-year period, is that really the right threshold? Government is currently reviewing that figure, and we don't, I can't quite remember when was the last time it was updated, but you could argue that, again, this might not be the appropriate figure, or whether there should be a figure to begin with or not, or whether that should be assessed on a case-by-case basis. The other problem is that, again, Immigration New Zealand has a list of conditions where it would trigger the ban or the declining of a visa application, and the immigration officer would look at that. And the list currently is really broad. It's extensive. It's also non-exhaustive, which means that even if a certain condition is not mentioned on the list, but an applicant with a disability has a condition, then again, the immigration officer could use that condition to deny entry. And that creates a lot of uncertainty because as anyone who's dealt with a visa application would tell you, that it's quite nerve-wracking going through all the information and trying to make sure you're following all the steps and have all the documentation. So even if you don't even know whether a condition or a disability that you have would trigger a visa refusal, again, that could be really stressful. It creates uncertainty.
What would be a better way for New Zealand to deal with disability in the immigration system?
So I think really it's about finding the balance. So obviously disabled people have different human rights. Most notably here would be the right to equality and non-discrimination, also the right to freedom of movement for people with disabilities. These are rights recognized under the Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities. New Zealand is a member to that. We also have a recognition for equality and non-discrimination under the New Zealand Bill of Rights Act. But different rights do often clash, or it is a balancing act for the government to try to fulfill its obligations towards all these different rights that also require resources. But it just seems that the current standard of health criteria or the current immigration policy is tipped too much towards discrimination against disabled people, including blind people. There was a case of a blind child that was refused residency, and the whole family basically was told to leave. So one way of doing that, for instance, would be reviewing the cost threshold. That's $41,000 per 5 years, and that's what Canada has done recently. So under the old rule in Canada, which was called the medical inadmissibility rule, the cost threshold was quite similar to New Zealand. So it was $7,000 Canadian a year, which once you know you turn that into New Zealand dollars, it was similar to our $41,000 per 5 years. And then they looked at that cost and looked at whether that's actually reasonable, how close that is to the average cost of sort of an average citizen's public health cost, and they realized it was basically too low a threshold. So they tripled that, and that was a pilot program they started in 2018, and it was quite successful. It had a lot of support from government, NGOs, the public, so that became permanent last year. And the sort of the updated threshold now would be the equivalent of about $120,000 per year. So about, again, triple the New Zealand current threshold as well. So that would be one sort of reform that can be done. The other one would be just looking at the list of conditions that are currently on the Immigration New Zealand list and seeing whether, again, that all of those should be included or not, a review of that, making it a little bit more exhaustive and clear for applicants, and then just generally adopting a strength-based approach. And that's something that was recommended by the Education and Workforce Committee last year in saying that we need to move beyond just looking at disabled persons as burdens or looking at sort of them having flaws. We need to focus on their strengths, their contributions, what they, bring to the table. And again, in a lot of cases, these applicants, either themselves or their families, are people who are studying and working and paying taxes and really making significant contributions to New Zealand society. So just looking at an applicant just as a potential cost to the health system is not a very human rights friendly approach. So, yeah, removing and relaxing the criteria. So even so, there are some people that advocate for complete removal of the standards of health criteria for people with disabilities, but even if the government doesn't want to do that, at least relaxing the criteria and making it a bit more lenient to accommodate people with disabilities.
That was Dr. Lida Ayoubi talking to me about immigration policy in New Zealand for disabled people.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.